welcome to the Bridge of Hope. And Phil, I'm going to start us off with a little psalm. You are my praise. It comes from you and goes to you among the congregation of the people. I will keep my promise to praise you before all who fear you. I will invite the poor and broken, and they will eat until satisfied. Bring Yahweh praise, and you will find him. Your hearts will overflow with outrageous joy. From the four corners of the earth, the peoples of the world will remember and return to the Lord. Every nation will come and worship him. So wake up, you living gateways. Lift up your heads, you ageless doors of destiny. Mm-hmm. Welcome the glory King who is about to come through you. Mm-hmm. The mighty one, invincible commander of the heaven's hosts. Yes, he is the glory King. And we're going to praise him now.
Go ahead and stand together, and let's praise the King this morning.
Thank you.
sets a fire down in our soul. You ask, who is the glory king? It is the Lord, armed and ready for battle, the mighty one, invincible in every way. So wake up, you living gateways, and rejoice. Fling wide open your forever doors of destiny. Here he comes. The glory king is ready to come in. You ask, who is this glory? Who is this glory king? He's the Lord of victory, armed and ready for battle, the mighty one, invincible commander of heaven's host. Yes, he is the glory king. We're going to take our tithes and offerings here. Got a basket up here in the front, so there's boxes on the wall in the back. You can get it at akbridgeofhope.com. I don't know how much, what the process is for the order of those songs during our worship, but when Josh was singing, "This is my surrender, this is my surrender, this is where I lay it down," and then the next song is "Asking for the Fire," that's a perfect order of the way things should work. And this is where we surrender. Just want to put tithes in perspective too. If any one of you guys got $1 million or say $1 billion, doesn't matter pretty much the age of the person in here, you can come up with a list, something you wanted pretty quick. But if you gave God that $1 million or $1 billion, He still just wants you. He just wants you, and He wants your surrender. Not just with your tithes and offerings, but those things that weigh on you, those things that are heavy, those things that aren't yours to carry. This is your surrender, and then you ask for that fire. So Heavenly Father, we thank You that You bless what we sow. We ask that You will replace and replenish what we sow in Jesus' name. Amen.
I know I'm a new face here. Some of you people, I'm an old face that was here a while ago. But last night, I was sitting talking to God. He put a vision on my heart and kind of goes along with everything everybody's been saying here. He's putting together, he's forging this sword and the body of the church is that sword. And the spirit of the word is like the spirit of the sword. So that's what it makes that cutting edge. And what he was showing me is we've got like our leaders here in church. They're that example of that cutting edge. Getting into the word, knowing it. I know Zach knows the word forward and back and three different languages. But not only are they that cutting edge, an example for us, they're the honing stone. They're honing that edge. They're creating, building us into that edge. So with all the stuff going on with the news in the country and our own community, it's one of the things we need to be ready for, and I think that's what he's doing with us now. This church was kind of what he put on my heart. I know it was a long time ago when I was here. This church has always had a place in my heart. I think it was over 10 years ago we used to come here. So, yeah, it's good to be back and it's good to be able to bring visions and hope to everybody.
Thank you. Yeah, iron sharpens iron. We all work with each other and help each other in that way, leader or not. Nothing?
Hello. So we're going to start adult volleyball again. It'll be Saturday nights from 6 to 9. The first hour we're going to reserve kind of for learning the rules, learning the things of the game, stuff like that. And then we'll play actual games from 7 to 9. So it's 15 and older from 6 to 9 Saturday night.
And that's starting this coming Saturday? Awesome. Okay. Who else had an announcement? Oh, yeah. Right this way. Yeah. Come on down, buddy. Come on in. Come in.
Good morning, church. As my wife will tell you, we have...
Not me. Viola.
Oh, Lord. Let me just get through this. We have been doing something that I haven't done for 12 years, but I genuinely love, and that is growing flower baskets. And so, if you are interested or looking for a Mother's Day basket or a basket to beautify your house, we have over 200 of them growing in our basement right now. And we'll be transitioning them to our greenhouse soon. So, this is our first place to do an announcement. I'll be at the back. If you are looking for one, we're going to do sales in the next month, but... we'll have them here on Mother's Day weekend, and I just wanted to let you guys know about them. We would love if you support us if you are looking for some. If not, and you have other places, we honor loyalty and people going where they go. But our baskets are $30 to $80 in the range of that. So, anyways, that's what I just want to share with you. So, thank you.
Thank you. Go, Mom.
What am I doing? I'm digging. I'm digging in the garden. Listen, it's hard to think about the garden. Looking out the window. And if you live where I live, it snows like this deep stuff. But we are doing a community garden here for the community, and not just this community, that community. That's what we're all about. So anyone who wants to be involved in this garden, now I know you guys are shy, come on. That was a small. Come on. come and see me, Eileen, wherever she went. The violinist, the pretty one up there, right? So come and see her or myself, Mr. George Pages, and his son are going to be helping us. They're kind of gifted. And then I have Wendell. Now, he's a great resource. Don't go bother him, though. Okay? But I am going to try and get the Holy Ghost to bring him. You know, Holy Ghost. You know how the Holy Ghost is? He chases us down. Yeah. Okay, so the garden. Keep thinking about it. I'm just putting this in your mind. Think about garden. Think about vegetables. Think about digging.
Come on down, Deborah. Do I have to hold the mic? Or do you want to hold it?
I want to hold it. Power. Good morning, church. I do have some announcements. The Women of Hope for Saturday at Marita's house is postponed to a later date. She will announce a new date. There is a Hope for Kids. It's a blessing for the community. There are flyers in the back of the, in the foyer for kids. And also, there is a share dish today after the service. Good food. We have some of the best cooks in the world. Everybody's invited. And I wanted to say, the songs that we sung today about wanting more and all that, that is just us being obedient to the Lord, and we are saying yes. So, Lord, we just thank you for all the yeses this morning, and I just needed to say that. So, amen.
Awesome. Hey, Dave, do you have an email or a flyer for a movie night? Movie night. Didn't really need much other than that. So April 23rd, 7 p.m., we're going to watch A Week Away. The youth group is going to join us if they want to. But, yeah, so Friday night, 7 p.m. Oh, Amazing says I'm good.
Okay. Listen, just because it's on Friday doesn't mean it's only for the youth. I found this movie, and Phil was out for the night, and we watched it, and we loved it. I mean, I think I was crying the most and laughing the hardest. And I said, Phil, you have to watch this. It's like a Christian high school musical. But so way better. And I tried to watch High School Musical kind of recently, but I wasn't bored enough to get through it. But this one is so good. Like, it wasn't mocking Christians at all. It was so pleasantly surprising. We watched it twice in a week. And then we were singing the songs, and the kids told me to stop and stuff. You guys have to join us, all ages. Please come. Even Mabel loved it. She's 5, and Phil and I won't disclose our ages, but we loved it. So.
Yeah, it has an awesome redemptive message. Here. Right here, on the big screen. It's like a movie theater, except a blessed movie theater. There's going to be popcorn and vacuum cleaners. So, yeah.
All right, movie night, that's tough to follow, but I'll do my best. I want to draw attention to the screen. You can see that Men of Hope, our slide has improved drastically since last time. Okay? I totally plagiarized that from some church in Nebraska, so hopefully they won't sue us. But the important thing is Men of Hope, we had our first meeting 3 weeks ago, had a great time. We're doing it again. This time, May 1st, 10 a.m., it's going to be in Wasilla. For all you Valley people, that should be a good thing. It's going to be at Matt Adams' house. I think Matt's okay with that. Not 100% certain. But I just wanted to encourage all the men of a variety of different ages. By the way, young men, to include boys, are welcome. If you feel like you as a father or a grandfather or an uncle or whatever can maintain even partial control over your child, and please bring them. Okay, that's about as well as I can do. But the mission of this group is to cultivate authentic union with Jesus. Horizontal union follows after that. And this group is certainly in its embryonic stage, if you will. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I know that I have found some men in this fellowship who I'm running with in the kingdom. And we all need that as men. If we're going to go further up and further in and experience the kingdom life that God has designed for us. So, men, regardless of where you are right now, I want to invite you, plug in with Men of Hope. We're going to figure it out. We're going to live life together. We're going to cultivate true this life union with the Father. Anything else, Isaac, that you want to say? No? Okay. All right, can you click to the video?
It's Carry the Cure.
We're going to talk about Carry the Cure. Who's familiar with Carry the Cure in the house? Yeah. So we're going to watch this video, and then I'll talk about it real quick, and then I'll hand the mic back off.
In 1925, there was an epidemic of diphtheria that threatened to wipe out Western Alaska. And they developed this serum, but the only way to get it to them was by brave dog mushers who raced across Western Alaska to Nome. And they did that successfully. The cure is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we need to carry the cure to the villages of Alaska. My heart is for a healed Alaska, and I believe that that's possible. And if we carry the love of Jesus, then I believe we can reverse the negative statistics in Alaska, and we can see life rise up in the young people. As we go with Carry the Cure, we go carrying the love and with a desire to see a great conversion take place, a great conversion of the heart. And I'm really starting to see a marked difference in the children and the adults. I'm starting to see joy return into their spirit.
I hear a lot of young people here in our community talk about wanting to kill themselves, wanting to end their lives because they feel like they have nothing. And I'm so glad I saw one of the students that were feeling that. And he was here, and that was so uplifting. He walked out, looked like, with a big smile.
You don't see too many of our youth coming to church. But when this came to our community, the music, all of that drew them in, and they were intrigued by that, I know, but the message that was given about what Christ can do, I see the future of our youth. It's just gotten brighter here. I know that much.
Given that personal testimony, seeing where people have been and where they've come from and where they're at now and how they're living for the Lord and they're excited about life, I think really has an impact on a lot of kids and a lot of adults. And we see that every year on the trip as people come forward and accept the Lord into their heart.
It was so high energy that it kept every student from kindergarten through 12th grade riveted on what was being said.
They were glued to what was being said, what was being sung, all their instruments. It was just a great experience.
I saw community coming together in dance and celebration. This was a big encouragement. The program was very passionate.
It gives the kids, especially, a hope for a brighter future. And I just thank Lord once again that you are here.
Okay, and Grace, if you would, or Ben, if you could bring up that next slide, that'd be great. So Bill Pagarin is a friend of this house. Bill is probably one of the best drummers in Alaska, number one. But I love Bill Pagarin. He's become a good friend. He's a dear friend to me. In this ministry, the Lord has given Bill a unique key for the villages in Alaska to me. There's no doubt about it. And I believe central to some of the things that the Lord wants to do in this season in Alaska is touching the villages in a new way with the pure, simple message of the gospel. So Bill, it's interesting because for the last about 13 to 14 months, the villages have been closed because of COVID. And so Bill and I talked a few weeks ago, and he goes, you could see it in his face how badly this man wants to be in the villages preaching the gospel. He told me, he goes, you as a pilot, it'd probably be like you not being able to fly for a year. And I could see the hurt in Bill's eyes, and I go, no, like, you not being able to operate in your calling is far more difficult for you, I can tell, than me not flying an airplane, because his heart is so set on bringing the gospel to these villages in Alaska. And so he will also tell you that they're very concerned because the schools have been closed, clinics have been closed, that a lot of these children and these families, they don't know what's going on in these homes. And so The Iditarod is over. Generally, Carry the Cure moves out with the Iditarod, but the villages are just opening a week from tomorrow. And Bill has a team of 9. That's all he could get in the villages, but they are going. And they are going into every village that the tribal councils in that portion of the state will let them go into. And so I'm asking that you would consider sowing into this ministry for this year's trip. Julie and I have been investing in Carry the Cure in a big way the last year, and I would just ask you to consider $20, $20 bill challenge. Bill couldn't be here today, by the way, but he sends his love to Bridge of Hope. But if you would, you can go to carrythecure.org, take a picture of that, whatever works for you. Go to the next slide, please, Ben. And those are their prayer points. So they're going to be out there for about a week, so April 19th to about April 26th. If you think of them, please be praying for them. You can start with these prayer points or anything else that the Spirit put on your heart. So, thanks.
Could you put that Men of Hope slide up real quick, Ben? So the church in the Lower 48, Austin's number is right there if you do want to contact anyone about trademark. So the kids are going to go downstairs now. The kids are going to be dismissed downstairs. Youth, I think, is staying in here. And in a couple minutes, Ben's going to give us the word.